Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Wake it up!
Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, here we go. Let's talk
here we
about,
go now.
Let's talk about sexting.
Oh,
or,
yes.
Or moreover, not just sexting, but putting your thoughts down. Your love thoughts.
That was clickbait.
Lusty thoughts.
Lusty thoughts.
But not,
or thoughts or thoughts?
Whatever.
Lusty thoughts, where?
That's a new club down in Anderson.
I heard. So maybe you just don't want a simple text, and maybe you want to send something, you know, like, I love you, whatever. Or maybe you want to get dirty in your text and say how you're really feeling.
Yeah, I mean, sexting is sexting.
Yeah, but maybe you want to write a little more and send it to somebody. Send some really good pictures.
Okay, are you speaking from experience, Paige?
No.
Have you got any this week?
No.
We should do some kind of weekly check-in to see how many you've received.
Not this week, but
dingling pictures.
I think this is great if you're like a couple and you're away and you can't be together and you want to send something to your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
So the newest way people are sexting is through a shared Google Doc. I mean, you can download the app and get that and then just easily share information with someone.
Yes.
And then you have to be savvy and erase that. But if you don't, it can be embarrassing because you let people share into your Google Doc. Say, like, if you're in school or you're sharing documents with a colleague with work. You don't want to be sharing that with somebody else.
Yeah, but let's say like intern Caroline, when she does videos for us, she'll share them via Google Drive. She'll send them to me. She'll share it with me. But she's not giving me access to see her whole drive, just the one file, right? I don't ever have to worry about that, do I?
Well, you got to be careful that you don't send too much to people.
I feel like Paige is the local news trying to scare me to death like I'm an old person right now.
I'm not, but
if you give somebody access to share a folder on G Drive, on Google Drive, it doesn't give them full access to all your folders.
No. You just share what you want to share, otherwise they're hacking.
Okay.
Which they could do, potentially, but yeah.
You got to give permission.
I won't pay ransom. You have to give
permission per file or document.
So in this information,
I don't negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah. Say you're sending stuff through that Google Doc app.
I do.
And then you're using it for schoolwork, and then you're sending it to someone else. You want to make sure that you don't have anything else in there, so you don't accidentally send the wrong thing.
Or
letting someone access because you've got to accept them in on a share thing, so you're allowing them to look at your.
Well, here's the thing I see with this. If you're sexting via Google Docs, it means you're cheating.
You're hiding it. Yeah.
You're cheating.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they use apps.
But still, if you're doing it certainly by Google Docs, you're cheating. There's not. Otherwise, you'd just be like texting or messaging on a service or whatever.
But what does it
snapping.
Mean? I logged into Snap the other day for a while because I got really, really, really bored with it. And it sent me notification, or when I logged in, it showed me a notification. People had screenshot my profile. Like, what does that mean? Like, why would they screenshot my profile?
I don't know.
I see.
Because they already
I went and looked at it. I was like, did I post something bad?
Well, if you look at somebody's profile, it gives you a thing that says if you screenshot it, they'll know that too.
Well, I need to be more active on there, I guess. I don't ever go look at profiles.
They might have shared it with somebody who wanted to add you or something.
Dude, the Snap Map is the only good thing about going in there. That thing's awesome.
Yeah,
that
y'all great. Y'all introduced me to that during Dorian. Dorian.
I'll be watching people all over the world.
Dorian.
I like watching Florence, South Carolina on Friday nights.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I like watching all the stuff down towards the coast. I also like I like going over to like the Middle East and seeing what's going on, like Azerbaijan and like what they're doing in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia.
Well, if you enjoy that, check out Barstool Gamecocks on Instagram. It's just Gamecock 5 points parties and bars and
fights.
Fights.
Lots of fights.
It's fun. It's really very little about football itself and more about the tailgating adventures thereof.
There's a fight every week now. It's like a Gamecock tradition is becoming a fight.
Yes.
It's somebody else, each other, it don't matter, just fighting.
Fighting.
Well, let's talk
about cockfighting.
Oh, well.
Cock on cock, actually, with this. They're both fans of the Gamecocks,
It happens, man. They're going to fight somebody. They don't care. You don't have to be a fan of the other team. They're going to fight somebody.
We don't need violence, ever.
They do.
All right, well, aliens. Let's talk about them.
Aliens.
If
aliens.
Let's talk about aliens contacting us.
Say aliens.
Aliens.
That's the way Ronald Reagan said it.
There was a study done in the UK, but we can relate to that here in the U.S. So.
Loved.
Yes. All right, so according to the study, 56% of people say if aliens contacted us, they would respond. They would vote to respond to the alien beings, whatever they were. And only 14% of these people say they wouldn't respond at all. But I would think that out of curiosity, Americans would want to respond.
Of course. Of course.
Just to see if they were little green men or what's coming out of that spaceship.
I'll tell you this one thing, just as a reminder. Tomorrow night's moon is going to be the stuff.
Oh, yeah, man. The harvest moon on
Friday the 13th.
Yeah, Friday the 13th, harvest moon. It's going to be awesome.
Fun evening on a Friday night.
I know.
Secondly,
I got to go find some trouble to watch.
Well, you need to save all your energy for Saturday. You're moonlighting. I'll be fine. Double upping.
I'll be fine.
You're busy.
Does it not? Am I the only? Obviously, I'm a conspiracy guy, but does it not? Is alien mania catching on again in America, specifically America, or it's almost like we're being set up? Like, hey guys, they're coming. Either it's kind of a, you know how they say the elite, they feel good at night by putting the secrets out there, whether it be in movies or books or in paintings, they put it out there, and it's for the person with their eyes open to see the information. So do they realize that we're about to be invaded by aliens, or are they going to fake one? Not they, meaning America necessarily, but I mean, come on, man. Like, you saw the bell that old Hitler had way back when, that flying gimmick.
Yeah.
That was in the 40s. You tell me Russia can't make what looks to be an alien spaceship and come over here?
Oh, they can, man. They can make alien spaceship.
Latex suits and whatnot.
Yeah, that'd be scary. Okay, so
it just seems like alien mania is all over every network. They're doing Roswell this and do that, and it's not just because of that storm Area 51 thing. That didn't get that big.
Well, it took a few years off, but has it ever really gone away for an extended period of time? Like, a few years ago, it was aliens everywhere, and a few years before that, aliens everywhere.
I could guarantee you, and I can't guarantee you, but I'd like to guarantee you that Americans, if you polled them and said, do you believe in them, I bet you that over the last 20 years, that's changed because there was such of a tinfoil hat kind of mentality.
Oh, yeah.
Or in movies especially, anytime you ever say anything about aliens, everybody on the cast would say, oh, you're crazy.
Yeah, it's not just the crazy uncle doing things anymore.
Right.
And according to the study from the University of Oxford, men are they're more likely to want to encounter an extraterrestrial than women. But
yeah,
that's changing
especially down
a little
here.
Bit, you know.
You imagine down here, dude, you'd hear so many guns going off, you would think it was the 4th of July.
And maybe we're afraid because Mars needs women. Maybe that's why. But maybe Mars needs men. We don't know this.
Yeah.
Mars don't need nothing.
I'm pretty
maybe
happy.
Maybe there are women coming from Mars needing a stud man. We don't know this.
That was my first radio name. Paige, they're saying now that they're finding all these cavities of water and all this stuff on the moon now. And now all these, like India wants to get there now.
Yeah.
India.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
India. They got the technology.
Well, they're trying.
I know. You know, Russia's wanting to go back and China.
Everybody wants to go to the moon again. That's
China's trying to get to the dark side. And I'm like, dang it, didn't you listen to David Gilmour?
Ah.
It was another one of those secrets that they put out there.
All right.
The division bell. Think about it, y'all.
Real quickly before we run out of time. The finalists for the National Toy Hall of Fame include My Little Pony, Matchbox Cars, He-Man, and Jenga.
I look forward to this every year, as stupid as it is. I enjoy the National Toy Hall of Fame and how they it's way better than like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where they let in people from R&B and things like that.
The Toy Hall of Fame's great, man. Do you know who they like what toys they beat out or anything?
Out. He's not out. Oh, he thought you said off.
Yeah, out.
My ears
out.
Are gonna get checked.
Yeah, you really do.
Okay, so this year's 12 finalist list are Care Bears, Coloring Books, the Fisher Price Corn Popper.
All right, let's all just vote as you do these. The first one was Care Bears.
Yes.
I say yes.
I say Care Bears.
Yeah.
Coloring Books.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it should have been in the charter round membership.
Okay, the Fisher Price Corn Popper. You know that little thing that the kids, you know.
Oh, the.
That's so cute.
That actually. I mean, that got me a little active when I was a kid, just because I thought it was cool.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you remember it. They still sell them.
Oh, totally, man. Yeah, I didn't know it was called the popcorn. I must have had the Kmart version.
This is the finicky Hall of Fame. They only pick a couple.
Yeah, they do.
I had Flasher Press. It's an off-brand.
Okay. More to the list. Jenga. Magic.
With Jenga, you know, it's weird how you do, because you can't do all antique toys because you don't hit all the generations and stuff. Yeah. But that one, man, that's something that's so, it's the Lincoln Logs of games.
Yeah, it's so simple, but so fun.
And it's so easy that you can make your own, like, full-size version running by Home Depot.
It's really fun.
It had a resurgence recently, right? Yeah. So,
Except certain bars, people will write dirty messages on their their Jenga things. Yeah. People's phone numbers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a novel idea. All right. Magic the Gathering cards also make
No.
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 Pretty good, though.
Is Pokemon cards in?
Not on this list.
But it's been around for 20 years. They might be in. But you got, I guess, Dungeons and Dragons would go in before Magic the Gathering.
Are they not in?
I don't know.
They should.
Let me look up and see what's in.
I mean, it's got to be something people across the board
enjoy.
Game of
Thrones, that would pick back up. Yeah. Dungeons and I can't even say. Dungeons and Dragons. God bless.
Yeah, plus it's featured heavily in Stranger Things and
Dungeons and Dragons.
A lot of shows.
Speaking of that, what about Cabbage Patch Kids?
Oh, yeah.
Cards. Those should be in there.
I'm sure they are, man. Let me search.
They've been around for a long time. All right, so also on the list.
Nothing pops up.
He-Man.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
For show. Grayskull, man.
And I'm just surprised that this finally made it on the list.
What was the cat that He-Man rode? You remember that? Was it Battle Cat?
Yeah. Okay. Battle Cat.
It was green, right?
And they had moss.
Yeah, and then he fought Gargamel, right?
Yeah. Okay. Him and the Smurfs.
That's what I was
saying. Gargamel's the thing that hangs off the building.
Yeah. That's Gargle.
Also, Matchbox Cars.
Yeah. But is Hot Wheels in?
That's got to be the first one.
Matt, no. Well,
Hot Wheels went in 2011.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. Your Kleenex, a.k.a. your tissue paper, it's Kleenex. It's Xerox. Matchbox Cars.
Yeah.
When I look at Hot Wheels, I call them Matchbox Cars.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
And Dungeons and Dragons is in, too. It went in 2016.
Okay, then I feel better about it.
It shouldn't be in.
And here's some toys that may be some of your favorites, like My Little Pony.
You got the Bronies. I'm shocked that's not in yet.
Yeah. It's never even been nominated as a finalist.
The dudes who like to dress up as My Little Ponies and have sex in the rear ends.
Okay, here the way you...
Ain't gotta laugh.
You have a way with words there, buddy. Nerf guns.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a whole universe now.
I mean, come on. Who didn't play with those?
I want to see the Marvel universe go inside the Nerf universe. Instead of fighting with lasers and big old hammers, they use Nerf guns.
The cap gun is not in.
Really?
That should be in.
Okay.
Micro machines.
Yeah, but that... You know what? Are you not surprised there's more pullback from Nerf guns because they actually are called guns?
Yes.
Are they going to come out with some other name for them? Nerf. Even weapon is too strong now.
Yeah.
Our favorite football growing up was the Nerf whistle.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
Dude, remember jarts?
Yes.
Jarts
they outlawed jarts.
Yes.
You're thinking of jarts, Paige.
No.
Jarts.
Lawn jarts.
You throw them things, man, if you caught somebody with those things, it would pierce them.
Yeah.
Like, it's these things you threw, big old spikes of metal, and they had,
they were fun.
Wings on them. They'd That was a crazy time.
Not Lawn George. Lawn George.
Right. What about the Snap Pops you buy at the Jockey Light and throw and scare people?
Oh, yeah. 50 cents a box.
Also on the list, Three for a dollar. Risk. Remember that game?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Risk and its more contemporary ally.
Yeah.
All Axis right. and ally.
The way my cousin says a... wrist.
Yeah. So this is kind of, this is a very old toy, but the top.
The top toy.
Spinny top.
Spin, yeah.
Yeah.
You want me to, okay, here we go. I'm giving you a belly roll.
Thank you.
The number one.
And last of this.
Hurry up, this hurts.
The smartphone, which, I mean, if the smartphone gets in, that's very contemporary, compared to the other. What?
The smartphone itself?
Yeah.
Boo.
No. Yeah.
Boo. Shame.
So
on
you
them
can vote
for that.
For the Toy Hall of Fame at toyhalloffame.org this week for your favorite 12 among the ones that I've listed. And a committee of 23 experts, they voted on this list. So now it's up to the public.
I ask this question every year, but it deems repeating until we have an answer. Is there a sex toy Hall of Fame?
That boy.
If not... I think we should come up with the top five charter.
I imagine maybe that's at the, in Las Vegas when they have the.
They just inducted the Gatlin gun dildo.
Yeah.
Really? Already? Yeah. Jeez.
The world.
Well, you can't do the smartphone yet because the Game Boy is in, but no other video game system is in.
Yeah.
Nintendo?
No, it was nominated once, never nominated again. I guess once you get nominated, if you don't make it in, you're just not in.
It's a bunch of hockey.
Yeah.
We should come up with our own and just,
Yeah, well, the Atari 2600 made it in.
Yeah,
that
should.
Was in there too. That and the Game Boy are the only game systems I see in, man.
I'm going to talk to Adam or Eve or both of them and ask them if we can start a sex toy Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
there you go.
Run it for a few years, and then next year we'll have our first double-headed member of the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Will we all agree on one item? I think not.
Benoit Balls, yeah, got my book.
Well, Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell's Chic Boutique on page, and those are Rise Guys Headlines.
Listen, KY Jelly's first round, because without that, some of them other ones don't get in the league, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's Bush League. All right, we'll be back right after this. A big, big surprise for you. Hold on.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
At the end of Rise Guys Sports, just before you
nine.
Straight in your current smartphone.
Wow. Paige.
I'll give you a bite. You know you want a taste.
And Fat Boy.
Then I drop the damn birthday cake.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise. And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
All right, three questions about Gamecocks. That's my allegiance.
Are you ready for your questions right now? You ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Suck it.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, question number one. Who is the Gamecocks' all-time leader in receptions?
I got to go with the gut. Yeah. Bluebird's got me my whole life.
Goodness.
I'm going the lead. Okay, do it one more time.
The Gamecocks' all-time leader in receptions.
Okay, I'm a smart contestant.
Passes caught.
Are you talking about football?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to go with my gut, and I golly bum. Lord, I've been good to you. Be good back. I'm going to say that the answer is Sterling Sharp.
He's in third place.
Oh, can I guess since he was wrong?
Yeah.
No, that would make me look like a bad Gamecock fan if a Clemson Tiger fan knew more about Gamecocks than I did.
Fat Boy's a stat nerd.
That's true. Go ahead. Stat Boy.
I think it's Kenny McKinley.
It is.
See his name on the that's how I remember most.
Kenny McKinley, 207. Then Alshon Jeffrey.
Alshon.
And then
I forgot about Alshon.
Sterling.
Oh, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Kenny McKinley.
Damn. Aw. Damn. Right. I wasn't even second place right. I was third place right.
So that means at least one bag's getting smashed.
Oh, man.
I was second place wrong.
One bag's getting smashed with a hammer.
And now I don't know whose idea it was. The person I thought it was isn't excited as the person over here pounding his fist.
I got to sell it.
Sell it, Jimmy. Okay. All right.
Question number two.
One smash. Question number two, Gamecocks pigskin punishment. Golly.
Who scored the most total touchdowns in Gamecocks history? Responsible for the most total touchdowns in Gamecocks history.
Wait a minute. In football?
Yes.
Okay. Who is...
I remember it's not that many.
Who scored the most touchdowns?
You're silly, Fat Bear.
I'm going with the gut. I have to. And it, where did it get me in the first round, though?
Right.
All right, Connor Shaw.
Oh, yeah.
Third place?
No, he's in first place.
Ah!
Yeah. I'll give you that.
Hey.
73 touchdowns for Connor Shaw.
We have a similar haircut.
And then a tie in second place between Tannehill and Stephen Garcia was 62.
No way.
Tannehill.
Yep.
They're finally being nice to Tannehill again down there.
Oh, yeah.
You think Shaw would want to come on here and brag about that a little bit?
They finally, no, you don't want to come out here at all.
Yeah.
I invited him on Twitter to come on the show.
Really?
Like, this was after, like, when he's in North Greenville and everything. Not even a reply. And I'm like, I'm verified, too. I know you saw it.
Of course, and Clemson.
I'm going to make you cuss.
Taj Boyd had 133, and Deshaun Watson had 116.
Yeah, he's hard to get a hold of, too.
Yeah. So I'm one for one.
Yeah.
Well, golly, I feel good about I feel good about it. I did not know. Well, I don't want to say that. Well, I will say that. I did not know that Tannehill and Garcia were tied. Like, one of them's got to come back.
Yeah, somebody's got to come back, right?
If they ever play in Saudi Arabia, they should come back. So you can get one more. All right.
All right. You got one more question to see if you're going to smash one bag or two bags.
Do they work up in the toughness?
This one's hard, I think. There's some people who'd know this one.
The first one was hard.
Like, your high school football coach would know this one. I guarantee
that. Is the answer one game in 4 years?
No, no, no. The answer is not 8-6 over East Side.
Ah, man.
No.
2-point conversion.
In what year did the Gamecocks win their first bowl game ever? What year did they win their very first bowl game ever in program history?
I'm not going to ask football. I realize that.
Yeah, it was football.
Right?
It was football.
It's football? Okay.
I thought he was going to ask when they won a national championship. That didn't come up.
We're not talking about baseball, Fatboy. We're not talking about baseball.
Were you alive when they won their first one, Clemson? What year were you born, Fatboy?
83.
Oh, I can't teach you that history. You didn't live during it when I did, when there was orange soda everywhere.
Quit avoiding the question.
I'll see this year's, by God.
What was the song by Ozzy where it was like, I don't know, I'm just going to try this. Shot in the dark.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 1987. But that's Joe Morrison, and I don't remember Joe Morrison going to the bowl game.
Oh, I don't remember the year.
Do I have to get the exact year, or can I get the decade? God damn.
Like, I want to guess the bowl, but I don't know the year.
Yeah, what do you think the bowl
was,
Fat Boy?
Dolph Ziggler, you show off? Stop it.
Was it the first CarQuest Bowl? When they went to that one?
Yeah.
Have I already locked in yet?
Yes, it was.
Was it?
It was the first CarQuest Bowl when they went to that one, yep.
Was it Ohio State?
West Virginia, 24-21. Matt, 1987, Joe Morrison's Gamecocks lost the Gator Bowl 13-30 against LSU.
You said when.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I love Joe Morrison, man. What a gentle giant of a man he was. Played for the New York Giants in the NFL.
They lost their first 8 bowl games between 1945 and 1988. They were 0-8.
I want one of those trucker mesh hats that said Carolina just written on it with that whole, like, 1970s loopy-looking font.
Them.
I want one.
They won their first bowl game in the inaugural CarQuest Bowl over West Virginia, 24-21, under Brad Scott in 1994.
Oh, my God.
God, it's still a place.
They never won a bowl game until 13 years after Clemson had a championship.
I'm starting to think that Brad Scott was a Benedict Arnold. I think he infiltrated the system to bring us down. And then what did he do, Paige? He went and worked for Clemson afterwards.
Oh, boy. Traitor.
Mm-hmm.
Then he bore a genius offensive coordinator and a handsome man.
Never trust a man with two first names.
No.
Is that right?
So.
Scott Brad.
Oh, man.
All right.
What that means, Nine?
That means I'm not such a good fan, huh?
That means you're smashing two bags.
That's double punishment. You expose that I'm not the knowledgeable Gamecock fan that y'all think I am. And then also that. All right.
Well, when we did it with Fatboy, he only got one of the Clemson questions right.
Well, you can't remember everything, Matt Mann, in your defense.
Who are you?
I'm trying to help you out. I'm your friend. That's who I am.
No, it's Paige. Paige with that beautiful painting. All right, so we'll take a break.
That's my Alf painting.
Put those up side by side and put guess the president.
Yeah.
All right. Did anybody bring any safety goggles? Is this OSHA approved?
Usually, if you're wearing like your reading glasses you have on now, you'll be fine.
You mean my wall readers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Plus two.
That's so good.
Plus 2.0.
So there are three bags here. You get to smash two of them. You get to choose whatever two you want to smash, man.
Let me ask you a question. When you've had my sunglasses for the past almost 24 hours now, nine or over 24 hours, did you ever put them on Inga or did you take any? You didn't put them.
Yeah, no, he did.
You didn't do any gonzo pictures with
them. I didn't want to put them down there because they'd already been on your face.
Oh, well, God.
He did the toothbrush bit with them.
I didn't want to put your face where, you know, my stuff where your face had been.
Oh, no.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I missed two. Yep. No. I missed two. I got one right.
Yep.
Of the Gamecock trivia questions, therefore, I got to smash two bags.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I got it on the first one last year.
Yeah. This is interesting because one of them is baby. Are you getting ready to go to a gender reveal? Because you got one that's baby blue nine. Mm-hmm. You got another one that's pink in color, like the boy girl.
Yeah.
And then there's a happy graduation bag.
That's just whatever was in the closet full of those.
Oh, you have a bag closet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Paige has a bag room at her lake house.
Which one?
Which house?
Yeah, like a bunch of houses.
Whenever you're ready, man.
I'll pass you the
hammer.
Thanks. It's a nice one.
It is, man. It's a Husky.
I wore this same brand of or size of blue jeans when I was a kid.
Yeah, man. That was the blue jeans of choice.
Enough stalling.
Yeah.
Gene.
It's time.
I know Gene stalling.
It's time.
That same company for real?
Put some muscle into it, man.
Which one do you think he's going to start with?
Just kidding.
Put it into what page?
Don't influence him. Don't answer that.
Blue, pink, or graduation. I got to do two blue.
You have blue on the outside with graduation, pink right in the middle.
Oh, I never graduated.
Wait a minute. Shush.
This is like high stakes three-card Monty.
Without the bit.
Is it three-card Monty? Because everybody says Monty.
I say Monty.
But I'm from here, so everything's Monty.
Del Monty.
Yeah, Monty.
Yep.
Delmonico.
You.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, I heard something.
Was it the floor?
It was partially, yeah. I heard something in there.
Oh, no.
Oh. Ooh, which one was it?
I hear it now.
Yeah.
You broke the hammer, didn't you?
No, the hammer's fine.
Oh, no.
Sounds like broken glass.
It does.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a...
All right, I got an arm.
Toe, if...
Caroline, zoom in on that. See if you can read Ray Ban on it.
That's why you don't do the my mama told me to pick this one, and it is you. If I stop it, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I should have stopped that. God bless.
I wouldn't have told you to pick that one, Matthew.
I know. I should have asked her to have the prayer group pray for me.
Oh, man, look.
Here's the rest of them.
Well, I could still wear those.
Yeah, you could. They're pretty broke up here on the frame, though.
Yeah.
That's like right where you hit them.
Oh, you got to feel sick.
You hit them pretty good because you bent the frame and knocked the lens out on one side and broke the arm off the other.
Well, at least, I don't want to say. Well, I mean, if the top part's cracked, though, they can't be removed.
No, it is. It is.
Oh, man.
They're pretty rare.
That's pretty much a done deal.
Pretty well rare off one swing. You want to hit them again?
No.
Yeah, might as well just mess them up good now.
Listen to this. Oh, man. All right.
Maybe you can put them in another frame.
Don't play. I don't know. Should I play scratch-offs now or no?
No.
Like, will I get good luck now or is it the trend of the day?
If you get good luck, you'd save it for football picks.
Will you be able to drive home without your sunglasses?
I have an extra pair of sunglasses in the car. But sunglasses, no.
No.
I'm praying for a cloudy day now.
Yeah. That way you won't need sunglasses.
You should have to smash them beyond repair.
They're pretty much there, man. The frame's all messed up.
One thing that I was hoping that if they did get smashed that I could take them and get them fixed. Yeah. All right. Well, you know what?
By the way, he went for the pink bag in the middle, which did contain sunglasses.
No, people are already texting in now saying that it's some kind of internal thing showing that I don't like women. Bull crap. It was my mama told me to pick this one, and it is you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Men can wear pink.
It's okay. Yeah. That's part of the deal of doing it. And I also have to remember, not only am I on the radio not to have a hissy fit, but I'm also on video now live,
too.
Yeah,
people are watching you live, so don't have a hissy fit.
Does it look like I got a
suck it in.
Inner tube? Okay.
Suck it in.
I get that gut thing going where it's like I'm wearing a...
A what?
Take it, Jimmy.
No, suck it in and act natural.
Mine was in the middle.
We always talk like this.
Yeah.
You think it's too obvious to be in the middle, but that's where mine was, and it got smashed on the first
half. It seems like people don't expect it in the middle.
Yeah.
Still.
You look like you have to use the bathroom.
No, I let it go. I'm being who I am.
Yeah,
screw it. I own it. I lost it. I can get my vindication.
Then you'll have not verification.
Of, well, this is week one. You'll have plenty of chances to get whoever back.
Week two.
Well, week one for us.
All right. How about this? I mean, I'm not fidgety. I'm just, I can't believe that I got it on the first one, though. Because honestly, it screwed up the segment. I mean, in a way, because it's like, oh, okay, yeah, he'll make it through the first one. That'll be great radio. And then maybe on the second one. And there's that glimmer of hope. That would have been the movie to write, that it was on the second one, but it's stupid me.
I know.
Called right. The Glimmer of Hope.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Paige. Sad. I'm sorry all right. About your glasses.
You should auction those off for charity. Yeah. Who? Yeah. Oh, everybody would love broken Ray-Bans.
Of course.
Yeah. No. Not doing that. We'll put them over beside Fatboy's broken cell phone.
Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, sent in your Facebook fussins at theriseguystodayol.com. And those of you that get upset and call the FOF line, keep that in mind because we do that tomorrow morning, 864-241-4318, 864-241-4318. Tomorrow, as I said, the FOF line. Also, we can do our second full round of pigskin picks. Oh. We've done, I forget, I lost. Blah. And also, we're going to have tickets to Trans Siberian Orchestra tomorrow. We're going to have three pair of that.
So,
three trans tickets tomorrow morning. Three pair.
We will.
And tomorrow's Friday the 13th, too.
Oh, yeah. Scary!
Yeah, so tomorrow's going to be a whole lot of fun. And it's Thursday. We threw up a good throwback Thursday from Birthday Bash years ago of us with Chris Jericho. And he looks in great shape then. Yeah. You can see that at The Rise Guys on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.com/Rise Guys. Paige is going to rock you at work next. She promises. She took the oath. She won't swear to God, but she did promise me personally. She'll rock you at work. Fat Boy. 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. Jimmy, we'll go live at 6.
I think we will, man. Let's try that and see if we like it.
Podcast, you can get that. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. We appreciate your interaction. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Tickle it, guys. It's good.
Here it comes. A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. It begins next on 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.